Today on You and the Law, Rachel Kranitz McPhee is here talking about how divorces work. How often do people come to you for a divorce with really inaccurate knowledge about what's going to happen?
Almost all the time, because most people haven't been through it before, so they don't know what to expect, or they've talked to other people who have gone through it, and sometimes they have an idea as to what to expect, but not necessarily always, and oftentimes they do have misinformation.
What kind of misinformation is there if they are from a family where there was a divorce?
Well, the laws have changed over the last, several years. So sometimes what may have applied to their parents, say, for example, if their parents had been divorced, doesn't necessarily apply to them because laws have changed and society's changed. So things are different now than they used to be. As far as other misinformation, when they talk to their friends and relatives, sometimes friends and relatives are basing their information off of their friends and relatives who've been divorced. So, of course, it's like the game of telephone where eventually something gets lost in translation. So when people come in, the first thing I like to do besides explaining to them the process and what to expect is to ask them, what questions do you have for me, and hopefully get them on the right track as far as understanding what they can and can't expect.
In the old days, the image was that the wife was home, the husband went off to work, and everything that happened in the divorce was based on that. A high percentage of women work today. More and more women have better jobs than their husbands. How much is this affecting the divorce process?
It's affecting the divorce process quite a bit. Nowadays, as you said, a lot of women are already working outside the home. They're already professionals. They've already obtained a degree. They already have a career. So a lot of times we don't have to deal with the issue of maintenance because sometimes the women are making as much or more than their husbands. So it's definitely different now than it was. I've only been practicing for 10 years, but I think it's different now than I'm sure it was 20 years ago when it wasn't as common for women to be working outside the home. But that being said, there's still a lot of women who choose a traditional path and may have been educated before they had children, but decided that they would stay home and raise their children and have been out of the workforce for a while. And now once they get divorced, obviously are at a point where they have to either revamp their skills, take some additional training, and get back into the workforce. And that can be difficult.
Under the current law in New York State, does that mean that there's a limit on how long the husband will put up money for support?
There isn't a specific limit on how long, but based on the New York State statute, which doesn't set forth a particular formula, but sets forth a series of factors that the court will consider when determining how long maintenance will last and how much maintenance will be.
One of the issues in divorces frequently is child custody. How much of a complication is it when you're explaining to your client, well, there are going to be multiple judges involved because there are custody issues?
Well, typically speaking, there's usually just one judge that decides custody issues. What people generally have difficult time with is understanding joint versus sole custody. And oftentimes, speaking of the misinformation we were talking about earlier, oftentimes people think that joint and sole custody deals with how much time you spend with your child. And what it really has to do with is decision-making, sole being the person with sole custody is the only one who makes major decisions for the child, such as medical and educational decisions. In joint custody, both parties are required to consult with one another in making those decisions.
Today, here on You and the Law, you've been listening to Rachel Kranitz McPhee talk about some of the issues to understand in a divorce. I'm Mike Desmond, WBFO and AM 970 News.